News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says by mid-2015, Jamaica will be the top country in the region with regards to its use of renewable energy. He says increased focus is being placed on the use of solar, hydropower and wind energy on the island.
There will be no other country that can match Jamaica next year when, in addition to the 40 or so megawatts of wind that we now generate, plus about 20 megawatts of hydropower, we are going to be introducing 78 additional megawatts of the massive solar facility in the Caribbean, 24 megawatts, and the two additional wind facilities in Jamaica.
Minister Paulwell was addressing the ATL Panasonic Energy Forum in New Kingston Wednesday. The additional 78 megawatts of energy will be generated from two wind projects, offering a total of 58 megawatts, with the remaining 20 megawatts to come from solar. Landowners who have applied for titles and are unable to complete the process due to a lack of funding will get help. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the Petro-Carib Development Fund will allocate $18 million to assist landowners to pay processing fees.
LAMP has to date submitted 62 files for processing and is awaiting funding in order to deliver the certificates of title to the beneficiaries at formal ceremonies.
Minister Pickersgill was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. Meanwhile, several strategies will be implemented by the National Water Commission to reduce its energy usage. These initiatives include the use of alternative energy and the replacement of old inefficient pumps. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says the strategies are crucial as the NWC is responsible for approximately 5% of the total energy consumed in the country.
The National Water Commission, like any other business, faces many challenges, including the high cost of energy. The agency consumes nearly one half of all the electricity used in the public sector and approximately 5% of the total energy consumed in the country. This is due in particular to the need to pump water to elevated areas of the country. Every month, the NWC pays the JPSCO approximately $550 million for electricity supply.
The NWC will also be rehabilitating tanks and outfitting them with the necessary controls to prevent losses. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica is predicting a below-average 2014 hurricane season. However, head of the Meteorological Service, Evan Thompson, says the expected below-normal level of activity should not encourage complacency. He's therefore urging citizens to still make the necessary preparations.
This year, we are expecting anywhere between 3 and 6. And then where major hurricanes are concerned, we are expecting anywhere between 1 and 2 major hurricanes to develop during this hurricane season. On average, we would have between 2 and 3. And regardless of what the numbers actually tell us, we have to be ready. So the numbers are really a side issue.
Mr. Thompson was speaking at the launch of Hurricane Preparedness Month earlier this week. The 2014 Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1 to November 30. And 50 cows will be donated to each of the island's 4 agricultural schools as part of the government's initiative to encourage young people to get involved in dairy farming.
What we want is to make our young people begin to appreciate the value of our locally produced foods.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark. He was speaking at the launch of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show earlier this week. The Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show will be staged at the Denby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon from August 1 to 3. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I am Carleen Brown.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.